November Delta 7 Japan Mobile.
ND7J, KN4VWA. KN4VWA Mobile, monitoring.
KN4VWA, W4NWB.
Go ahead, station.
Good afternoon. I was just on my short commute home and thought I'd give you a shout. I'm your neighbor down the street, sort of.
Yeah, hey, could you give me just a minute? I had a call come in just about the time you responded, so let me take care of this call and I'll be right back. Give me your station call again.
Roger, roger. Whiskey 4, November, Whiskey Bravo. Standing by.
KN4VWA.
Got back just in time for me to pull in the yard. W4NWB.
W4NWB. What's your first name?
Robbie, Radio Oscar Bravo, Bravo India Echo.
Right, I'm here somewhere. Listen, this is Steve on my end, and I am headed down this evening for my extra class. They're running some classes down at the gymnasium in Greer, and I'm going down for my extra class, and I've had more stuff flying in the hopper than you can shake a stick at, man.
Good luck with the extra class. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. I think you'll do fine. As much as I hear you on the air and as into this as you are, you should do well. I got mine the hard way back in, I don't even know how long ago. Back in the late 90s, I guess.
So you're already an extra.
Yeah, I got mine back when you still had to do the code, and that was the hardest part.
Well, you know what? For some reason, me and the code just don't work. I just can't. I don't have the ear for it. And I never could pick it up. And that was back when I was a young man. And there's a guy named Phil, W4NGU. And let me tell you what. He picked it up. And I guess that was in 1970. So he's been a ham for 50 years now. And he and I went to high school together. I never could pick up that code. That's why I didn't get in it then.
Roger, it is not easy. I know I learned mine when I was in college in 82. That's when I got my license, and you know, I was a novice, and that's back. I think you still had to keep the novice for a year, did CW, and I'm trying to remember. I don't know exactly when I got my general, but I did my general, did the 13 words, and then I decided I was going to go and get my advanced. Back then they had an advanced, and so I went and took the written test and passed it. And he says, okay, you want to take your extra? He says, it won't cost anything extra. I said, sure. So I took the extra written, and I passed it. He says, okay, let's go do your code. And I'm like, my goodness, how am I ever going to do that? So I knew it. There's one of two ways, either copy 5 minutes solid, which was out of the question, or you could do 10 questions, and I knew it was going to be like a QSO. So I just copied what code I could figure out would probably be the answers and got, you know, 10 questions right.
How about that? Well, good. Well, I tell you what. Right now they got FT8 in there. They got all this digital stuff in there. They got all kinds of stuff. Matter of fact, they're still doing RTTY and data and stuff I'll never use.
Promise to be surprised one of these days you might branch out. But I hate to cut it short, Steve. I'm here at the house, and there's a fella that got here to work on my water lines. I need to hop out and see if I can help them a little bit. But good to catch you again. Hope to catch up with you once more sometime soon, hopefully. And good luck with the classes. KM4VWA, W4NWB. Have a good evening.
Hey, you have a good evening too there, Robbie. Take it easy, and I hope that little issue with your water line works out the way you want it to, bud. Hit me again sometime. KN4VWA, clear.
KB4CBA Mobile.
How you doing this evening, David? KN4TFW.
KN4TFW, KB4CBA. I'm doing just marvelous. Simply marvelous. Can't remember, somebody used to say that on TV. could be a lot worse. That's for sure. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing well this evening. Headed over to the extra class with Gary and them.
Me too, me too. And it was Billy Crystal on Saturday Night Live. He was imitating Fernando Llamas. He was marvelous.
Well, wouldn't you know? If anybody knows, the wild man would know. Well, Texas Roadhouse has the T and the E burned out. So, I guess I'll let you figure that out, how you want to pronounce that. But anyway, just a little trivia. I don't guess anybody really needs to know. Steve, I had a question for you. When is the next DX meeting?
Well, I was talking to Bob, ND7J, and he was, if I am not mistaken, I believe he said February 22nd. At least I hope I'm right on that. Yeah, because I got to send him a email and tell him of my interest of the in the SCDXA.
All right, so Wednesday of that week is the 19th, Thursday 20, Friday, yeah, but that'd be a Saturday. Well, it'll be interesting to find out about that. I guess we're going to have it like once a quarter or something. I don't know. And I apologize, there's no station in there, and I cannot remember your name. Go ahead.
The name was Ken, and the call sign is Kilo November 4 Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
And I'll see you over to extra class here in just shortly, Ken.
Yeah, I want to hear all about how that antenna is performing for you.
So far on 20 meters, Northern Ireland, West Africa, and Vancouver, British Columbia, without any problem, and throwing an 8.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, I'd only got my 100 watts and that. I've got a few countries, and I think I'm up to 9 countries and that. But I tried to get, there was one down there in Namibia the other day. I was trying to get him on 17 meters and that, and man, the pilot was just too great for me.
Well, I was listening on 20 meters here yesterday evening, and man, let me tell you, I heard a guy, Japan. And I was going to try to hit him, but every time he'd let up on the key, it sounded like it was in an auditorium full of people. Just, I mean, it was the worst pileup I've ever heard. I've never heard that many people trying to hit that one spot in my whole life. I don't know how he did any good picking one out.
That sounds like me trying to get that, there's an operator in France, his name is Fred, and when he comes on, it's like, man, I struggle to be able to get in there to him. I haven't got him yet.
Hey, you need a 1,500 watt amp.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to save for that.
Hey, David, you need a 1,500 watt amp.
Well, I'll just run out and give me one tomorrow. I mean, heck, it's just money. Can't take it with you. Yeah, I don't know how much that Wyndham will take. I'm not really sure.
1,500.
There went the neighborhood again. Hey, David, just do it like you did the radio. Take her on vacation and don't tell her how much it is.
Well, we are going back up. Hey, Tom, by the way, we are going back up to New York booked in the spring, so I could just stop back by that same HRO. We'll be going right by it, and I'll just sit down in front of the amp. And she said, "You want that?" And I'll say, "Yeah." And she'll say, "Well, what you waiting for?" And I think Tom's in there, N0TR, KV4CBA.
Good evening, gentlemen. I use that with caution. This is N0TR and mobile. Bernice and I are just headed out, I think, to the Malden Sports Center. Get my objections, but I think it's worth the risk. I don't. I don't need the flu around those little kids, shall we say. But at any rate, got to go watch a basketball game. Yeah, it'll take $1,500 on that Carolina Wyndham. And if you do buy one and you put an amp on it, you need to change the ballon on it, a different ballon, because the one that comes on it only lasts about 2 years. Go ahead, Mr. Steve.
Well, guys, I got to bail out here for just a minute. I'm going to run in and grab me a little quick something to eat before I go over to my extra class. So I'll be back in about 5 minutes or so. Y'all carry on. And what was the other station in there, Ken? Jump in there, Ken.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I got my antenna is very similar to that Carolina Wyndham. It's that W5GI. It's that mystery antenna. It's been working pretty good for me on 100 watts.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, that Wyndham is something. I mean, I've talked all the way into St. Petersburg, Russia on it, and so I don't know if I need an amp or not. Hadn't really thought much about it.
I think it'll reach the problem with it. You need the amp just to get the little bit better modulation just so that he can hear your call sign in a big pile up. But I've been working some stuff on 20 meter and 17 meter, and it doesn't seem like the pile ups are as bad down there.
Well, that's not exactly true, but a small amp is always well worth the money, Dave. I like those 600 watt solid state ones, but like Steve says, they're a lot more money, and what he got made a lot of sense. And the tubes are readily available, but you can sure get by without it. I worked over 200 countries on 100 watts when I was in Kansas. I never owned an amp for 19 years. But you do need some sunspots, Dave. Over.
Okay. So if my radio is putting out 100 watts and I got a 600 watt amp, then what is putting out then?
Well, it depends on the gain of the antenna, and you add that up and get your effective radiated power. But just generally speaking, it'll raise you at least 2 S units. I'm no expert on that. Ask the guys that study the specs on it. I just flip a switch and go with mine. I have the ALS-1200, and I don't hardly ever run it up there, and I can just talk about any place I want to. And Ariel was over the other day, and we talked into Africa. Day before yesterday, I talked into Africa. But the sunspots are down, and the propagation's lousy. But it's on the way up, so when it goes up, that's why CB radio guys could talk to Australia on 5 watts, you'll hear them saying. Well, that's true. There's lots of sunspots, but they're on 11 meters, and right now it's practically worthless.
Yeah. So the ballon, what am I going to have to change it to if I get an amp? Mine's 4-1.
You won't if you just go with a 600 watt amp or so, but if you are driving it up there with 1500 watts or something of that nature, Bill warned me, and he was exactly right. InfoIQ, mine lasted about 2 years and it went out. I bought the antenna from Radio Works. Anymore I just make my own. But I think it's called Wire Design. Yeah, I can get you the information on it. And it's a Ballon that's tech meant for stout, shall we say. And it's just a real good Ballon. And they're, generally speaking, $80 to $100.
And 4VWA, quick question.
Go ahead, Steve.
Is that a current choke or a voltage choke?
Depends on the antenna. I think the one is, and you'd have to be able to make sure, because like I say, unless I go back and look, it's a voltage Ballon on that. Like on my super loop, it's a current Ballon.
Because that's going to make a huge difference depending on the antenna. So you can't just go out and buy a Ballon of it by any description. You got to know exactly which way it goes on that.
Well, they tell you. I mean, all you got to do is read about one. Just Google it.
Jim, you got an opinion on that? Did I say Jim? I meant Ken.
Nope, you're out of my league on that one. Just past general, so that's above my learning ability right now. But I have arrived at class, so I'm going to jump on out of here. Say 73 to Dave and Tom, and you guys have a good one, and I hope to catch you again another time. KN4TFW.
Just ask Gary that question, Ken. Nice to meet you. This is Tom. And he'll answer it for you in a second down there.
Did a pretty good job there with that radio. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I tell you what, I am so glad I've got myself set up the way it ought to be set up just for the time being. I know in the future I'm probably going to want to do something else on the top of that tower, but the tower's all fixed up, and for right now I'm ready to go on that antenna. I got a lot of playing to do, so I need to study with Ken. And I tell you what, I tried to stop in a stupid McDonald's over here on Wade Hampton and Greer. I don't know how anybody could run a business that way. I stood there for 5 minutes and couldn't even get waited on.
You can go over to the kiosk there and put your order in, Steve.
It wasn't working.
Well, in case it's not working, you can't go over to the kiosk and put your order in.
Hey, David, there's one in every crowd, and I think we just found both of them right there.
Well, you know, Tom, you know, Tom's been around a long time, you know, and he's making up for lost time or something. He's just getting them in left and right. Well, I'm going to bail out of here, gentlemen. Y'all have fun with the class tonight. And I've been there, done that, and give Gary and Dave and Tom a hard time and tell them I said hello, ask a lot of questions, and ask them about that Ballon and see if you can get an answer out of them.
Sends your OTR. Yeah, Steve, they can answer you in a second, but Bill is my go-to guy on stuff like that usually, but I'm pretty sure it's a voltage Ballon on the Carolina Windham, and it's current Ballon on my Superloop. Both of those are very fine antennas.
Well, my opinion is, since David is an advanced, he needs to come on to the extra class with me, and that way he can get it figured out on his own. That way we'll just pour lots of knowledge down into that brain of his.
Well, I've been ahead him 25 years, and you know what? If you're not using that stuff every day, you have, 26 years. You have a tendency to forget it, huh, Dave?
Yeah, and I'm not an advanced. I'm a general. I've taken the extra class, but I have not taken the test.
I thought you were an advanced.
I'm advanced as far as you're concerned, but I'm just kidding. But now you're getting ready to pass me, I'm afraid, because I took the class. I didn't miss a class, and I even watched the other videos with the other guy they suggested. Watched all of his videos. I went through the question and answers, and I started taking the test, and I never could even get close to scoring high enough to pass. So this piece wasted my $10.
KB4 CB. KB4 CBA. I am clear. N0TR. I'm clear. Y'all have a good evening. Try to carry on. I'm gone.
Well, tell me. I used to be a VEC. Tell me when you take your 20 words a minute code test, and I'll be down there and watch you, Steve. It's N0TR. Hi.
Yeah, when he when he got his ticket, he didn't have to take a code test. I took the 5-word a minute code test when I got my novice way back in 83. So, but anyway, he doesn't know nothing about that.
Well, Dave, I feel like KI4DOS does on that, and you just have to ask him. I admire Gary. But, I took the tech license, and then I took the tech bus, and that was 5 words a minute. Then I took the general written, then I took the 13-word a minute, all at different times. And then I took the advanced, which was the hardest test. And then I took the extra written, and then I studied for about 3 more months, and I took the 20 words a minute. And barely passed that. I can do more than that now, but I don't know about receiving now. I haven't tested myself, but probably not. But I like to transmit about 28. But I'll tell you, it was a lot of work, and it took me about a year. And I practiced it every night. I think they should have lowered the speeds, but I don't think they should have ever dropped the requirement. But the N0TR don't make the rules, so I never had any input on that. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, the only problem with me is I did not have, I was not set up for CW. All I had was a 2-meter rig, and so I didn't use it, so I lost it. So, and I did take the technician, I think it was a plus test, and then they changed the rules, and I grandfathered into the general class. So that's where I stand right now. But I want to get my extra. I just I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I'll watch Gary's videos again and read the book again and take that test before they change, because they're going to change it this year. Later on, I understand. Let me jump out of here, Tom. I'm sitting between the lines, and I'm going to go in and play some tennis. 73's and 0TRKP4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Well, you could pass that standing on your head with the degrees and background you got. You're far smarter than I am and a lot of other ones. And due to the fact it's just a written exam now, just most of them read it and memorize it. And they don't necessarily know what it means, but that's all right. You pass the test, and you got it. and I'm very certain you're capable of it. So we'll talk to you later, especially with your musical background and everything else. I love Code. It's far better than sideband, and I think you'd enjoy it if you ever started working with it, but it takes time, and some people just don't have that. KB4CBA in 0TR73s. Have a good night, Dave.
Okay, you too. Enjoyed it. KB4CBA.